10 days before the general elections, the lower house of the Czech parliament met on Tuesday for its last session. Most of the MPs are running again, some have quit, and others stand little chance of re-entering the house. How do the deputies themselves feel about the term that's about to end? Jan Richter walked the corridors of power to find out.
Czech MPs gathered in the Chamber of Deputies on Tuesday morning for the last time before the House is dissolved and a new one is formed following May's general election. Their agenda included a vote to overturn the President's veto on cap and trade and bills on gardening, support for sport and maternity leave, among others. But it's only a shade of some of the intense battles the House saw in the past 4 years. Christian Democrat leader and senior MP Cyril Svoboda was a minister in Mr. Topolánek's government, which fell in a vote of no confidence last March, in the middle of the Czech presidency of the European Union. For Mr. Svoboda, this was a crucial moment of the whole term.
I'm a little bit disappointed due to the fact of the recent development after the disaster during the Czech presidency, when the Czech government was defeated. Something has happened since that time, so we have been only very problematic atmosphere. All the discussions, they have been full of tension, and the fact that we are in the pre-election time was prevailing over all the other maybe more important items or goals or tasks we have got.
For some, it was a disaster, for others, a victory. Social Democrat Jan Hamáček, who has completed his first 4 years as MP, voted against the government. He says that the moments to remember definitely include the re-election of President Václav Klaus.
Well, certainly the presidential election. I think it wasn't a standard election. There are still some doubts about how the president was elected. But for me, it was one of the strongest pieces to stay in my memory from this term. And then obviously the whole composition of the government, how the government was voted in and then how it was voted out. So I would say these things are the most interesting or most remarkable things.
Most of the 200 members of parliament are running for re-election. Several deputies, including former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, have given up their seats in the House. And others have decided to quit politics for good. One of them is ex-Civic Democrat Vlastimil Tlustý, who was instrumental in bringing down the government run by his former party.
I spent here in this building 18 years and it's enough.
Is there any moment that you will remember from these past 4 years?
1 year ago when we decided to not support government of Mr. Topolánek, it's probably the most important moment.
Compared to the previous terms, how would you describe the latest term of the parliament?
You mean last 4 years?
Yes.
Lost time.
One of the longest-serving deputies is communist Miroslav Grebeníček. Known as a party hardliner with little remorse for the 4 decades of totalitarian regime, he first became MP in 1990. He says the level of debate has sunk the lowest he has seen.
I'm extremely embarrassed. I've seen a lot in those 20 years I've been in politics, but nothing is low and narrow-minded. There is something to the saying that a nation gets the government it deserves. I don't want to be too ironic here, but the politicians, as well as those who vote for them, are still learning.
The next chance to learn will come at the end of next week, when Czechs will elect deputies for the next 4 years.
Jan Richter there on the final meeting of lawmakers in the chamber.